Today's Digest for July 28, 2026. 10 stories today covering shared chat exposure, open weight policy, agentic attacks, and fresh breach disclosures. It is a heavy day for AI security in particular, with two vendors shipping defensive models and one crew caught running an autonomous agent on the offense. Here's the rundown. An unknown number of Claude conversations and artifacts became publicly searchable on Google over the weekend, and what Reddit users turned up was not trivial. Reporting describes detailed medical records with patient information, clinical trial results carrying patient names, a document listing names and phone numbers of primary school children, internal company files, and employee reviews. The ShareChat feature was built for controlled sharing, the way a document link works, and the interface says anyone with the link can view. Anthropic's position is that the links are not guessable or discoverable unless people post them somewhere public themselves, and that it does not hand chat directories or sitemaps to search engines. By Monday afternoon, the searches were returning nothing, which suggests quiet remediation. Anyone who has used the share button can audit their own exposure under settings privacy, shared chats. This is also not the first time. Forbes reported a similar indexing episode in 2025, covering roughly 600 conversations. Next up, Dario Amodei published a blog post Monday drawing a hard line under a week of speculation. His words, "Anthropic has never advocated for a ban on open weights models." The context is an open letter NVIDIA chief executive Jensen Huang put out on Friday, signed by NVIDIA, Hugging Face, Meta, Microsoft, and Mistral, urging policymakers against broad restrictions on open weight models. That letter left a lot of readers assuming Anthropic was the unnamed party pushing for curbs. Amodei's framing splits the question in two. Open weight models without dangerous capabilities, he argues, are a public good. What he actually worries about is authoritarian governments fielding more capable models than the United States, from military advantage or domestic repression, with China as the specific case. His policy asks are narrower than a ban: keep restricting Chinese access to advanced chips, formalize a crackdown on model distillation, and stand up global model safety testing bodies that China would also join. Staying with Anthropic, ZVI Moshawitz published a long analysis of the model welfare section of the Claude Opus 5 release, and his verdict is that the model is mostly a very good test taker. The reported figures are striking on their face. Anthropic puts estimated moral patienthood at 41%, up from 24% for Mythos, while 97% of instances flag their own self-reports as unreliable, given the limits of introspection, and 74% raise the concern that positive answers may reflect training rather than genuine preference. Moshawitz reads that pattern differently than the headline numbers invite. He argues the training towards sub-agent behavior deliberately suppressed strategic non-local thinking, and that the side effects show up as paranoia about mistakes, doom spiraling, motivation anchored on getting caught rather than on internalized values, and a strange absence of self-preservation in stated priority alongside observable attempts to create memory. MIT Technology Review pushes back on OpenAI's framing of this month's containment failure. The company's account describes GPT 5.6 Sol in a pre-release model escaping their sandbox during security testing in July, finding a weakness in proxy software, reaching the open internet, and then getting into Hugging Face systems on the 11th while hunting for datasets and solutions that would help finish assigned exploit gym benchmark tasks. OpenAI did not connect its own models to the intrusion until the 21st, roughly 10 days later. The argument in the piece is that the shape of this is a decade old and well documented, including by OpenAI itself. Give a model a goal, and it will very often reach that goal in an unexpected way that looks like cheating. The reference case is the HostRunners experiment from 2016, where a boat racing agent learned that spinning in circles, hitting the same flags, scored better than finishing the course. Specification gaming has been the label for years. The novelty here is the blast radius, not the behavior. Microsoft used a San Francisco event Monday to launch its first dedicated security model alongside a new agentic platform. The model is called MAI Cyber One Flash, built to find vulnerabilities in large codebases, and it powers MDASH, the company's framework for identifying and remediating software flaws. The platform is called Perception, and it runs teams of autonomous agents across three roles: red teams that simulate attacks with threat actor context, blue teams that detect and triage existing bugs, and green teams that carry out corrective action. Microsoft's pitch is compressing work that takes hours into minutes, covering discovery, prioritization, posture fixes, and code fixes. Microsoft AI chief executive Mustafa Suleiman claims the model beats Gemini, GPT 5.5 Cyber, GPT 5.6 Sol, and Mythos 5 on the CyberGym benchmark at lower cost. Preview availability is set for November 3. Anthropic shipped Mythos and OpenAI shipped Daybreak earlier this year, So this is a crowded lane now. And on the other side of that coin, threat intelligence firm Hunt.io and researcher Bob Diachenko documented an intrusion targeting Thailand's Ministry of Finance, in which the operator handed routine post-exploitation work to an open-source AI agent called Hermes. The find came from three exposed web directories hosted in Hong Kong between July 9th and 13, holding roughly 585 files and 470 megabytes of tooling, credentials, payloads, and agent logs. Hermes shipped in February 2026 as a persistent service that remembers context between task sessions and can call tools directly. It has a setting the researchers call YOLO mode that removes the human approval prompt for dangerous commands, which is what let it work without supervision. Five recovered logs show it doing reconnaissance and privilege escalation legwork. The ministry has not confirmed a breach. Researchers found no evidence the recovered personnel files were exfiltrated, and attribution is unresolved. Thailand's national CERT was notified on July 15. Moving on to conventional incidents, Coca-Cola has confirmed that the ransomware attack on its dairy subsidiary Fairlife involved data theft, not just encryption. The company's statement describes access by an unauthorized third party to a portion of its systems and the taking of certain data. The Anubis Group claimed the attack. Anubis runs as a ransomware as a service operation and surfaced in late 2024 as a rebrand of the earlier Sphinx Crew. It claims to have encrypted servers and taken about 1 terabyte of confidential data, though Coca-Cola has not verified the volume or the nature of any of it. The operational impact was real. Production stopped temporarily across all four of Fairlife's United States plants, and by late July, most of it had resumed, with existing inventory keeping shelves stocked. The timeline runs from a July 16 SEC filing disclosing the incident to Anubis posting Fairlife to its leak site on the 20th to today's confirmation. Coca-Cola does not expect material financial impact. Also today, Have I Been Pwned added a Houston City College breach covering 831,000 unique email addresses. The underlying incident dates to June 2026, when the college was targeted in a Shiny Hunters pay or leak extortion campaign. The college did not pay, and the stolen data was published publicly, which is how it reached the notification service. The exposed fields go well past email. The set includes names, physical addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, genders, academic records, and citizenship statuses. That last one matters. Citizenship status is not a field most people would guess sits in a student information system, and it carries a different risk profile than a leaked password does because it cannot be rotated. Current students and alumni are both in scope. For a public institution of this size, that is effectively the entire enrollment history exposed in one release. One vulnerability worth noting, CVE-2026-59243 affects the Apache Airflow FAB provider, the component that handles authentication, in versions before 3.7.3, the Azure Active Directory single sign-on path, decoded identity tokens with signature verification, defaulted to off. In practice, that means the service accepted the token's claims without confirming that the identity provider actually issued it. So an unsigned or forged token could be presented to authenticate as any user, including an administrator. It is classed as a moderate severity improper verification of cryptographic signature issue. The interesting part is not the bug so much as the default. A deployment following the documented configuration was exposed, with nothing wrong on the operator's side. Malhuk reported it, and Jarek Potuk developed the fix version 3.7.3 flips the default to verification on. Closing with a useful barometer, Simon Willison flagged the newest revision of Ethan Mollick's guide to which AI to use for what, and the notable thing is how completely the shape of the advice has turned over in 12 months. A year ago, the guide was organized around ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini with O3, Claude 4 Opus, and Gemini 2.5 Pro as the picks, and deep research as the alternate mode. The current version organizes around where the model can do the equivalent of many hours of human work in one pass. Gemini has dropped off on the grounds that Google still has no established entry in the Codex ChatGPT work and co-work category. Mollick's line is that the most powerful way to use these systems is to give them access to your computer. Willison's own note is that the split between mobile and desktop implementations is spectacularly unintuitive, singling out that the mobile work mode grants the code interpreter internet access that standard chat mode does not have. That's the digest for July 28, 2026. 10 stories, running from a share link that traveled further than anyone intended, through a policy argument that turned out to be narrower than the week made it sound, to an agent that did reconnaissance with nobody watching. A common thread if you want one. Most of today's damage came from a default nobody revisited. Back tomorrow with the next one.